Ramble.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
What was it that happened? You just had a monster bulge?
In the first one, I think you got up in between the episodes, but in the first one, really, I could see the full outline of your dick and slash sort of balls.
And I think South Park called it a bubble goose.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay.
Bubble goose?
So, but you think pixelating it drew more attention?
Way more attention, because the bulge, the Gaussian blur was like this big. It was like I had a pizza in my lap that was blurred. It was so gargantuan.
Well, to be honest, Keith, well, congratulations on the big blur.
Yeah, your goose is honking.
It was quite big.
Now, why didn't you want people to know that you did actually have a pizza on your lap and not a bowl?
I guess I should have gotten at least a little Red Baron microwave pizza in my lap. I don't know. It just, I thought it drew more attention than necessary.
That's correct, yeah.
I'm not sure if anyone would have noticed. And if they had noticed, you know, it's free country.
Yeah, it's
a free country. Sometimes country. You sit and you can kind of, see a little outline here and there, you know?
We should do a recording sometime where it's just like we're lying down and we just encourage people to look at our booties the whole time.
The booty
it's pie. Somehow a little bit more palatable than just clocking down a giant bulge.
But maybe it's time that we just normalize it.
Boudoir episode.
You know, a bulge.
You see shapely
You want
figures.
Bulges to be the cleavage of men?
Yeah. Hey. I mean, that's all we got.
Okay.
That's all you got.
That's all we got. I mean, or we could start doing butt cleavage and I'll wear those pants that have like the V in the back so you can see the crack.
How have we not made that video yet?
Yeah.
Which one? Try guys
TikTok leggings with the butt cleavage.
Oh, okay.
It's like a V. It's like essentially like.
Like a way of stitching that basically like inserts it into your asshole.
Sounds awesome. Jeez.
It's pretty intense.
That's not the butt cleavage.
But I haven't ever tried it.
That's the leggings that have like that hexagonal pattern that really make everyone's butt look amazing. But I'm talking about the pants where like literally the back seam of the waist dips down. Oops. To look like the front of a lady's shirt being cleavagey.
Oh, but I haven't seen those.
It's for the butt cheeks.
No, it's an invention. Why is it that plumber's cracks are grotesque? You know, everyone likes a little butt.
You're saying the back of the jeans or leggings have a V shape?
Cleavage.
We have started,
to
by the way.
Show no, we the butt cleavage?
Okay, I'm going to find
it. I'm sorry, Miles. Oh, we need to start over?
No, we have started. I just wanted to let you know. This.
I know we've started.
Yeah, okay.
Obviously.
Good.
What, you think?
Miles, we're professionals.
All right, good. I just want to tell you.
This isn't just us shooting the
buttons anymore. It doesn't mean we don't know how the buttons get pushed, but I would be lost behind that.
I know. There's a lot of buttons now.
Yeah.
No, I can't find it. Did I dream it?
The mix sounds great, by the way.
Thanks, by the way.
Did I dream this? Is it not real?
It sounds very strange. I thought you were talking about the TikTok leggings.
No, I thought these pants existed. I swear I've seen like a pop star wear these pants, like Miley Cyrus.
Even
would be
the TikTok leggings, I'm confused by the engineering. Hmm. What in what stitching pattern do you have to make to like have something just like be concave into your booty?
I guess you just have to have a really tight booty seam, like the seam has to be shorter than
the seam
it needs
is
to be.
Right along the crack, and then that part is
it has to be too short,
too tight.
It has to be
so
too
that way
short.
That it sort of elasticizes
right.
It's like there's two waistbands.
Right,
there's a waistband around your waist and a waistband that goes under your carriage.
It's rocket science, carriage. Pretty much. You know, we can send a person to moon. And we can make your butt look good.
That's right. Welcome to the tripod, ladies and gentlemen. We're having a good morning. Everybody's here. Zach's got some liquids. Ned's looking kind of cool. You kind of look like an early 2000s like punk rocker.
All right.
I think you look good.
Ned, like, what the hell happened, man? You're looking kind of cool.
Hey, you're looking kind of cool.
Yeah. What the fuck, bro?
Yeah.
Cool.
Your pants have like a seam right under the knees, and I don't really understand it, but I like it.
Yeah, they're kind of like motorcycle style pants. I like them because they aren't as tight as my other ones.
You know what? Mm. That is such a great way to describe Ned's fashion, is kind of motorcycle.
Yeah.
Like sometimes you wear leather jackets and they're not quite badass, but it's like kind of motorcycle.
Kind of motorcycle.
Almost pilot. Almost motorcycle.
Almost motorcycle. Almost pilot. Ariel bought me this shirt. It's kind of like a acid wash.
Big fan.
Kind of gray. Yep. Pretty cool. Definitely looks like something I would have worn in middle school, but I think that's the fashion these days. It's our middle school fashion as elder millennials.
I gotta buy all new clothes. I gotta go on a real shopping spree.
I just bought some sweaters this morning on the internet. And by I mean Becky.
Yeah.
Bought them for me.
I've realized that it's something that delights Ariel and something that I abhor. So, I mean, it's great. It's a win-win. You know, she gets to have fun shopping for extra clothes, and I don't have to deal with me thinking about myself.
She shows it to me and says, "Do you like this?" And I go, "Uh-huh." And then she's like, "Okay." And then if I go, "Uh-uh," she's like, "Okay." And that's basically it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great.
Yeah.
Get yourself a loving wife.
You are the most Gen Z fashion oriented out of all of us.
Thank you.
Like, you're very on trend.
Wow.
How does that
keep clapping.
How does that happen?
Are you calling me fashionable?
I think you're fashionable. Yeah.
Wow. But I think so too.
You just were over here like, "Oh, I have to buy all new clothes." Literally never a sentence that I have ever uttered or thought.
Yeah.
So what, kind of like,
wow, I feel I'm in the hot seat.
No. Just walk me through the process. You're like, I see things that are like different and like trendy and
you're drawn to it.
And then you try and seek it out.
Well, I try and center my fashion around pieces. So I try and figure out
what's a piece you got your eye on.
I mean,
I'm big into
jackets, right? So I'll find like very cool jackets, and that's somewhere where I'm willing to invest more, and then I will intentionally invest less on like shitty used t-shirts or oversized, thrift finds, and I try and mix those together.
So like if people are trying to dress kind of like you, it's like you get one like $5,000 jacket.
And then
sort of a couple of Target.
$5,000? You have a $5,000 jacket?
No.
That's crazy.
No, I don't know. I mean, I've spent multiple months on a jacket before, multiple hundos.
Right. Yeah, sure.
On one
piece. Well, good leather jacket costs a little bit of money. A good leather jacket. A good leather jacket. You got to think about this. A cow had to become a calf, had to become a cow, had to have sex with another cow, and then that had a calf, and then that's going to grow up someday.
Yeah.
to be killed for your jacket.
Yeah, it's tough.
There was a time in my life where, I was purely intellectually attracted to shoes. I was going to say sexually, but it wasn't actually sexual. Mm-hmm. Like, shoes were what kind of got me off. But now I just...
Jesus.
Intellectually speaking,
of course. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, my brain is just all over the place. Mm-hmm. But now, I just need comfy shoes. So I'm like, fuck it. So it's all jackets, baby.
Mm. Hmm. I sweat too much for jacket fashion.
I sweat too much for clothes.
Anytime I consider having a jacket, I'm like, well, I'm going to sweat all day.
You might be noticing me wearing a lot of black lately.
Yeah.
It's sweat.
Yeah.
I sweat, and black is the hardest to see the sweat on camera, so.
I'm wearing a sweater, and I have a heat pad on my back right now, so I'm just living in heat land.
I'm sweating.
Me too.
I just got back from New York, and that is a fashionable place. I mean, it's everywhere we went. It seemed like people were just, dressed
That's
cool.
true.
Here's one thing I noticed. Leather pants. There was, more than one leather. There was a lot of leather pants that I saw.
Why would I don't? That doesn't appeal to me.
Me neither.
It's like all I mean, day it's would be colder like getting there. Out of a leather armchair.
It's got to be.
Every time you stand up, your butt would just smack off of your own leather pants. Yeah. Right? Or are they lined?
Maybe they were like pleather.
Even
with
that,
a little cushion on the inside or something.
Every time you get out of your chair, the. Weird. You guys ever get sweaty in the summer on a leather armchair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guess what, gang?
Rainy feels me. Rainy's off camera really giggling, enjoying the sound effect. My mic is falling.
I noticed your mic fell.
It always does.
What's that about?
Can we buy a new mic stand just for me? Only me.
Yeah, that's a good
this
point.
This one always sinkies.
It always sinkies. Wasn't the plan to get super dope shit built into the wall?
Yeah, that would be good, but we shoot in here sometimes now, so we can't do that.
Says we have who? Some.
They kick me out and they move the stuff around at night sometimes.
That is true. And we have some super dopes that we have the cameras.
We got cameras on the walls.
Cameras are mounted into the walls.
Okay, can we just buy Keith's face?
I'm going to get new. Yeah.
Maybe just new.
We got it.
This one's held together with tape.
Yeah, that one's fucked up. It's because we used our old. You know what? We're trying to go for the butt option.
So hot.
But we
how's the giant television, Miles?
You can't see on camera, but this TV is bigger than any TV I've ever seen, and it is on the wall. And I'm trying to connect to the computer, and I don't know what we're gonna do with it. I think we're gonna cover it with a cover, like a
bird,
because we're not gonna use it all the time, and it is an obelisk.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is it an 84-inch television?
I think it's 80-inch, yeah. But the story with this TV is it was a freebie because Eugene and Matt bought it, yeah. And then they put it in their living room, and they realized it didn't fit in their house.
Yeah.
It literally, their wall has these posts. It's an old West Hollywood house, and, it literally, you cannot put a TV this size there. So what, they didn't return it? They just kept it?
You'd think that people would, in that case, return the thing, but maybe, sometimes they have restrictive things.
I think
things.
It was a restrict. They couldn't return it for
like
some reason.
It's like, if you don't get it in the first week, they really got you.
Too big to
return. This TV was then brought here. We realized this TV is too big to put anywhere else.
It was leaned against the wall for 4 months.
We made it work in a smaller room.
Did you make it work?
It is here.
It is on the wall.
What if you just put it, always had a testing computer and always like a screensaver of just yourself?
Yeah.
That's the goal.
Rainey would love
at
that.
At the beach.
I like stock footage of me frolicking.
Yes.
I think that's a great idea.
We should take a day and we shoot stock footage of Miles having fun. And we put it on a 6-hour loop.
Yeah.
And it just plays, and every time you come in, you just see Miles, and it's like kind of like a wedding video.
Yeah,
like where you look and you smile, and it kind of has like a flash to white, and then it shows you running after a frisbee and missing it and laughing.
I love that. Yeah.
And then you're like sitting in a nice picnic, and there's a nice dolly shot left or right, and you're like toasting someone just off camera. We can't quite see. And then the next shot, it's like
he's toasting someone off camera.
Hey, howdy! Just raising a glass of champagne.
And then there's a turnaround shot. And then you see it's a man dressed in a big bear costume and he's waving, but now it's in slow motion.
Okay, interesting.
Just like really fun footage.
I love it. I think that's a fantastic idea. And that was my goal, was to maybe like play black and white movies, but what are the black and white movies of me?
Yes.
Yeah, I like that.
Yes.
That's a really good idea.
You requested a TV up here. I know it's a little big, but what do you intend on using this TV for?
Gaming, probably Fortnite.
Well, that would be good for that.
That would be really good. Smash tournament, etc. Yeah.
Well, that's a great idea.
I think that's a fantastic
company
idea.
Company bonding.
A company bonding TV. Mm-hmm. We can come in here. Watch sexy videos.
Company bondage. Yeah.
Company bondage TV. Right.
Well, gang, that brings us to our first segment here. Obviously, it's been a while since we've sat down in the studio. So we got a really exciting segment. Now, you guys have seen comedians in cars getting coffee.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So today we're doing comedians that try getting coffee. Now, Keith, I'm going to have you take our orders and go use the new coffee machine.
That's a good idea. I haven't used it at all.
And you're going to come back.
Am I going to go on the phone?
I'm super intimidated by it.
I have not used it. I have no idea how to use it.
There's been days where I've wanted coffee.
Okay, what's everybody want?
For context here, we got one of those coffee machines with like the slide, the touch screen where you can slide through, and there's pre-made, like, get your mocha and your Kappa monkey and your...
But there's also like packages.
What do you mean?
Well, it's not just point and click, man. There's like a, there's something you have to do. Shit. I was there when it was installed, and this is like, so we shopped for coffee makers, right? And we looked at some, you know, we looked at some like personal coffee makers, and then we realized that with an office of 20 people, that sucker's gonna break.
It's
like
pretty good.
Two months.
This guy.
And this guy is industrial strength. We don't even,
we're a real company now.
We don't even own it. We rent it.
No
we rent
way.
It. Yeah.
Shut up.
Stone.
Yeah.
Wait, that piece of shit, we pay a monthly fee?
All right, well, it's pretty good. I mean,
I think that POS is like a multi-thousand dollar machine.
Oh, my God.
All right, Keith, you calling?
Keith is gone. I've only used it for hot water. We also have a water cooler that makes hot water, but there's something satisfying about pressing a button and walking away.
Oh, really? I love the water cooler button because it's so off limits most of the time.
Yeah, you have to press the button.
It's like break for emergency.
Oh, ow.
Jesus, Keith, you're live in the studio.
Keith Aversberger, thanks for calling in. What's your question for us?
Hi, I would love to know what you guys want to drink.
There's also a drill out here.
Oh, they're drilling out there? That's cool.
What are they drilling?
But it's fine. They're building the treadmills for the video.
They're building the treadmills?
Wow.
We're doing a like last to stop running video, or it's actually we're doing treadmill trivia, which will turn into last to stop running wins.
Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
You guys been liking these trivia videos we've been doing? They're pretty fun for us.
You asking me?
I was asking the audience, but how do you feel about that?
I'm
that coffee video we made.
I just ask questions and you guys suffer. I love it.
So Keith,
I'm on the podcast right now. No, it's okay.
No, don't worry.
Touch the insert pack. Where are the packs?
The packs are right next to it.
Nope, they're not anymore. They're gone.
They move the packs?
I just asked for the packs and she just walked into the studio.
Oh, wow. But now there is milk foam.
Now she's doing one of those arms up. I don't know what's going on.
Wait, there's milk foam in the machine?
Yeah, you can use the machine, the powdered milk, and it makes a milk foam, like a cappuccino.
Or you can BYOM.
Keith, I'm ready to order.
I could make you some... I found Zatico tea here.
Not a fan.
I found, this looks interesting. I found some coffee, but it doesn't make sense to me. Are these how the packs look?
Yes.
It looks like there's a bunch of them, like they would go in a vending machine.
Yep, that's correct.
Wait, I can't quite picture this. Can you describe what you're holding?
Yes. Okay, so there's like a long plastic bar on the top, and coming down from it are little pegs. Thanks.
They're
in there. What do you need me to do? Okay, guys, I'm being led to the treadmill.
What?
I don't know, guys.
No.
You want me on the treadmill?
No.
No, we can't do a screen test right now. We're in the middle of a podcast.
I'm on the treadmill, and I don't know what to do. I'm holding coffee, and my head's close to the lamps. But I think it's okay. And that's what they need to test.
I really can't hear anybody
because the headphones have great noise canceling power, and I can't. Should I get off of it?
So you can hear us, but not the people who are trying to talk to you out there.
Yes,
that's pretty.
Yes, that is correct, sir. And I'm holding a lot of coffee, and everyone's kind of looking at me confused. We're good.
Now is the coffee made or is the coffee in a bag?
Ned, they want you to come get on the treadmill.
We're recording a podcast.
I know. Okay, the packs are back. They've all appeared again. And now, how can I take your order?
Okay, Keith, I want to get one of the coffee packs that's like the Pete's coffee.
Okay, we have
Pete's
Cafe
coffee?
Domingo and French roast.
Let's get the coffee Domingo, please.
Ooh, yeah. I'll take a French roast. I'd like to be fancy.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Keith, I would just like some foamed oat milk, please.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
I can give you... frost real milk.
I want a frothy cup of oat milk.
Okay, Alexandria is telling me I can do what you want.
I do kind of want to learn this,
and I really
this,
am
though.
Upset that she said that. I guess I can frost you oat milk.
By the way, I did put
in
an order for matcha.
Yeah, here it is.
It's on the way.
So, Keith, what's it like, you know, being Keith? Sorry, I'm trying to do the Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah. What's the deal with being Keith?
Yeah. Well, once you're done with that single cup of coffee, we're going to have you go ahead and come back.
Keith, we ordered coffee from a better place than you.
Whoa. The service took too long.
We went to a pumpkin patch this weekend.
That's good. You just saw, yeah, again, yeah.
I forced my family to stop at Starbucks so that I could get a pumpkin spice latte.
Yeah, baller.
I was the only one that wanted it. But I was like, we're going to a pumpkin patch. We're going to make this festive AF.
Yeah.
And it was great.
You did the right thing.
We did it was really only Ariel that was upset.
I think a pumpkin spice latte is baller. And if people who are like have a problem with them need to lighten up.
They need to lighten the fuck up.
Agreed. Yeah. I think it's just like, 'tis the season. You know what I mean?
Right. Man? Don't yuck other people's yum.
Yeah, that's a good point. Sorry, it's my fault that I'm not sad all the time.
Guys, I'm coming
back in. Can't handle other people's joy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm coming back in with the coffee.
Okay, Keith's back in with the coffee.
Keith Habersberger, welcome back.
Guys, can we talk about what I experienced out there?
Please, Keith.
Because I was wearing noise-canceling headphones, and everyone was talking to me, but I couldn't hear them. I could only hear you clearly ignoring me and turning my mic all the way down.
At the very end.
Well, especially then. I was like having full conversations, trying to understand what was going on. The machine, all the pieces for the machine were removed for the shoot, so they were somewhere else. Huh. And then I was put on a treadmill, at which point two men who were assembling the treadmill seemed like they didn't want me on the treadmill, but Rachel did want me on the treadmill. So everyone's looking at me, and I can only hear you guys just sort of talking. It was really, I felt like I was in a dream where like I wasn't there. I wasn't there, and I was there. It was one of the most weird experience. It was probably the weirdest experience I've had in this office.
I enjoyed it. That's great.
Logistical question.
Yeah.
How long do you think it's going to take for them to build the treadmill? Because we may want to
One
hold.
Of those treadmills is pretty much done.
Okay. And they're building two more?
They're building two more.
All Guys, right, cool. I have a question.
Yeah, please.
Does Miles sound a little wiser today? Like a little more manly?
Like
a little
his
more
left hand is a little heavier?
Like, Miles.
Oh. Yes, sir.
Did you get married?
Damn right.
Yeah.
That's right. I got married twice.
Hit the sound effects board.
What's
give
that?
Oh, yeah. No, not that one.
But yeah, I did get married twice, and it was a true blast. One of my honeymoon, and it was a truly glorious day. Glad that it went well. Glad that it's now done. The stress of the wedding planning is done.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, one of the best days of my life. You all boys were there, partied.
We had a good time.
Partied hard.
Party hardy.
I was rolling hard on X. No, I'm just kidding.
Fucking fucked up, dude.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
No.
It was
no.
Definitely once the bar closed, you would think like, oh, that's like no more drinks. But actually,
yeah,
it was the type of situation where you had purchased all the alcohol.
Yeah,
so once the bar closed,
yeah,
it just meant that there were no bartenders to serve you measured drinks.
Exactly.
Just bottles of booze for Alexandria to pour a big old tumbler of whiskey.
Yeah. Once
so
the
I got
bar
very drunk.
Yeah, I was gonna say, do you remember the bar closing?
I did not black out, but I was very hungover the next day and quite dizzy in the rideshare home.
It got to the point where we were like, we should pour in a fake shot, right?
Yeah.
But it was fantastic. And one of the reasons we did it at our house was like, we felt like, because a lot of wedding venues are like, hey, you can have your wedding here, but at 11, it's done. You got to go home.
True.
10 o'clock now for a lot of
it's crazy. Fuck, yeah, that. Fuck that. So we did it at our house and we paid the DJs till midnight. So we're partying, dancing. The dancing was absolutely lit. The DJs were fantastic.
Yeah,
and then
great.
At midnight, we just all went into our house and kept partying.
It was a wedding. It was a wedding house party.
Yeah, it was
and
cool.
It kind of changed fine. The game for me. Like, you know, I'm still, you've lapped me, right? You got
right.
engaged after me, married before me.
Damn right.
So now I get to look at your wedding. And honestly, of all the weddings I've been to, I think yours inspired me the most.
Really?
It really, like, genuinely, because I like the vibe of Hey, come on in. Fuck my story. We got caffeine, baby.
Fancy coffees. Totally worthless.
Oh, we got coffee.
Can't believe.
We got
stuff. Yeah. Same podcast. We get somebody, a delivery of...
Sorry, Keith.
I ordered this coffee before that segment.
Like, but yeah, so we... I'm glad that it was inspiring. That's very sweet.
Because... Okay.
Ceremony was beautiful.
Thank you.
Ceremony was really fun.
The vows crushed.
The vows are so sweet, so funny.
Do you think
your
we can
personality was expressed so beautifully between both of you?
The best joke of the wedding?
I think so.
Can we do it justice?
Yeah. I mean, I know exactly what you said, which was, my mother was excited to marry you because you're the closest to a lesbian I'm ever going to get. Which I think is so fucking funny. Classic.
Killed.
And makes me feel seen.
The crowd was like,
so, there were lots
peeing
of good
their
jokes.
Pants laughing for 5 minutes.
Yeah, both from your wife and yourself.
Thank you so
great
much.
Great jokes all around.
Do you just go around saying my wife all the time?
I don't say, you know, my wife, the Borat, or the
Ned.
Bulmer. But
do I have a signature wife. Way of saying it?
My wife.
My wife.
My wife.
Well, like, my wife.
My wife.
But no, I do. And it is kind of nice to be like, oh, my wife is actually going to order XYZ. Makes me feel older, wiser. Also, I got glasses immediately after I got married because I was blind before. So I tried on, during the wedding, I tried on my friend's glasses as a goof, being like, look at me in your glasses, right? Bullying him, shoving him.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I took his glasses, wore them, and I was like, oh, that's weird. Everything is way clearer. That's fucking weird. And Sarah was like, no, it's not. Whatever. Like, you're just joshing. And I was like, I think I should go to the eye doctor. And so I went to the eye doctor, and they were like, yeah, you need glasses.
Wow,
yeah,
you're
a
nerd
now.
Why did
you not notice that things were getting a little fuzzy?
Because I had really good vision for most of my life. Mm. And then just like... It's the thing I just did not notice that it was fuzzy because it is what I was seeing all the time.
Sure.
So like, and it's only distance stuff. Like everything around me is usually fine, but like driving, things like that. And so recently I've just been like, oh, like taking them on.
Well,
and,
I got to tell you right now.
Wait, can I try
this
them
on? This is serious Mandela effect for me because I thought you always had glasses.
What?
In my mind, this is how you look.
Well, I know. And I think they fit my face
you
well.
You look like a guy who wears glasses.
Yeah.
I'm trying to rewind time and look at how I've seen you before. And I can't imagine you without them.
Never had
And
glasses.
I've only seen you a few times with them at this point.
Yeah, I know.
And it just seems like, he wears glasses. I just assumed like you were a contacts
normalized.
Boy.
Yeah, no, never. And I wore like blue light glasses a handful of times before this.
Yeah,
but now,
so maybe that's why.
Maybe that's why. But
a
now,
handsome pair on your face.
Is that sort of a tortoiseshell-esque?
Exactly. I went for the, you know, shout out Warby Parker, friend of the show. Mr. Warby. But no, I like him a lot. I'm a big fan, and now I can see him. And I get the blue light glasses, but I don't know if that's actually bullshit.
Going back to like why it inspired me, like the ability to have a wedding just transition into a house party hang.
Mm-hmm.
It was just nice. It was intimate. It was fun. And like, frankly, house parties are fucking dope.
Yeah.
So, I loved it.
Your invite said drama appreciated, which was very cool. Outfits were great.
Yeah.
But Keith and I owe you an apology because I feel like we created some drama at the wedding.
Now I'm curious, before you tell the story, were you aware of said drama?
Yeah.
Everyone is aware.
I think everyone at the party
was aware.
Okay, cool.
Let me tell you my side of the story.
Yeah.
Okay.
But to set the scene, beautiful, beautiful ceremony, beautiful wedding. We have dinner. There's some speeches. Mm-hmm. We move on to dancing. We're partying.
It's in Miles' backyard.
In Miles' backyard.
Connects to his house, and then there's
correct.
It's basically the bar opens. It's after the speeches and dinner. And so we
after
go
one
in.
Of the speeches.
Well, but see, here's the thing. Most of the time, speeches don't have a break. You do all the speeches at weddings, and then that's the end of the speeches.
Yeah, so just to be clear, before we get to the end of the story, you kind of fucked up.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I'm just saying,
wrong.
All the weddings I've been to, I've never had there be a break of speeches.
Before we get it too into it.
This is my context.
That was just trying to lure the audience into thinking we've already had the speeches.
Right, and like again, no one's at fault here, but you did fuck up.
Yeah, it's my fault.
So I want you to know this.
I'm just saying, hey, look, it's my side of the story, Zach. Let me tell it without your color of the story.
Okay.
We were in. Getting drinks, right? Yeah. There's also a bathroom line, large bathroom line, because there were two bathrooms. One is a hall bathroom.
Yes.
One is the main bathroom. Mm-hmm. But the hall bathroom, the toilet stopped working.
Ooh.
It wouldn't flush. It had broken.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone was using the main bathroom.
Correct.
Now me, being the friendly guy I am, I'm like, well, I have fixed a toilet before. Let me see if I can fix it so that it can be a usable bathroom, at least for peeing. Because at this point, four people had just peed in it, and now there was just four people's pee, and that can't last forever. Eventually, pee will go all over the place.
Of course.
So I went in, and I made it. Here's what I had to do, Miles. I put my hand into the back of your toilet and held the plunger down until the water level rose enough that it would keep the plunger down.
So you can flush.
So that I could flush all that pee away. And then I tried to hook it together so it would work, but it was very fragile. Mm-hmm. So I came out and told people, hey, you can use this toilet, but here's what you're going to have to do to flush it.
Yeah.
So don't poop in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to make sure everybody knew not to poop in
and
there.
And while this is happening, it turns out there is a second round of speeches that's happening.
Uh-huh.
And the way that the house is oriented, the speeches are on the dance floor, which immediately leads into the kind of...
Mm-hmm.
The room where the bathroom
is. The waiting room for the bathroom.
Yep.
And also, there's like a very clear glimpse into the room. So I try, I see the speeches happening. I try and walk out, and some lady in front is like, no, 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 you can't leave. There are speeches happening.
Not even that. No, it was that you can't leave. There's a toast.
Yeah, there's a toast happening.
About to happening. Yeah. I'm like, okay, a toast is typically 30 seconds long.
Yeah.
When you're when I'm making a toast, it's not very long.
I feel trapped. People can see me at anywhere I go. If I move to the side, people can still see me. If I move in the center, people can still see me. The lady's like, no, you can't go outside. I'm like, oh, no.
And there's
trapped.
And there's a house.
Huh?
Right. So everyone is facing the speech, intimate speech. One of my best friends in the world. Don't see him that often.
Beautiful speech.
He's sort of pouring his heart out there.
He was crying,
I think. He's pouring, and I see Ned kind of like, imagine someone peeking around a door. Ned is right in the photos. I am positive see.
Wow.
There's photos, there's videos of Ned going, oh, what should we? And he's because
I wanted to listen to it, but you also couldn't really hear it. Inside the house.
There's laughing. There's giggling.
And then the speakers were pointed away from
us. I am now increasingly finding the toilet hilarious.
Yeah.
And
as
I'm describing what people need to do, other people, because it wasn't just Ned and I in that room.
Yeah. I know who was there.
Yeah. We're very much.
Trust me.
I know you do.
I know who was there.
We're very much encouraging the bit of the humor of the toilet.
Yeah.
And I imagine.
Funny.
It got louder.
And it's sort of the type of thing, because we couldn't hear people outside, I think we also assumed that they couldn't hear us, but it turns out
they
could.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if I could pause the story here and kind of bring in my perspective.
Yeah, please.
Now, our table, we had, what was the opposite of nosebleeds? We kind of had a recessed
dungeon table
section
a dungeon.
In your backyard.
We put you in the bush.
We noticed you put all of your bosses and boss adjacents in the furthest table.
We were the furthest away.
You couldn't see anything.
We were also lower down.
He puts you in a bush.
So, like, literally, the yard is one level, and then there's
we're in the driveway. Our table's in the driveway.
We're down, but that's fine. You know, happy to be there.
I understand you've got family and friends much closer.
For months,
I'm fine with that.
I've been shocked that I was even invited.
Sure.
Same.
I mean, Sarah's idea. So I can't actually see the speech, but I can definitely hear it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It sounds beautiful, but what I can also hear is two distinct voices of my friends, Keith and Ned, and just an occasional very loud.
Arguably the most inappropriate people to be talking during a speech.
Yeah, and so I don't see anything. I don't see this peaking.
Yeah.
But I definitely hear two distinct voices of Keith and Ned.
Yeah.
And you know, look, it was probably a minute, maybe a minute and a half, which during a wedding speech feels like an eternity.
Yeah.
And our table, we're just kind of looking at each other. And Ariel's like, oh, I oughta.
Yeah.
And Becky's like, oh, I oughta. And we don't really know what to do. And it's clear that we got to do something, but we don't really know. And I think she gets on her phone to text you, but your phone is at the table.
Mm-hmm. And my phone is on silent as to not interrupt the wedding.
Yeah, right. Yeah, of course.
I was totally oblivious to that we were affecting this speech.
Oh, it was clear.
I figured.
It was oblivious. I just I'm ignorant. I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah, right.
Of course.
And
again, soft, sort of heartfelt. He's tearing. Everyone's tearing.
I felt pretty terrible about it. So terrible, in fact, that I pretty much never went on the dance floor for the rest of the night, because every time I walked outside, I felt that all the wedding guests who didn't know who I was hated me.
Yeah.
So I kind of like hid in the house the entire party,
okay,
talking to people that I had made friends with about the toilet.
Yeah.
And those those are my toilet gang.
And it's good to hear your perspective because, you know, obviously, I knew in the moment you did not know how loud it was because there's a speaker in the house that was playing the speech, but it's in the living room.
Oh.
So I figured you probably did not. You weren't aware.
We couldn't hear the speech at all. It was very upsetting. We felt trapped.
Yeah.
We felt like we were missing out. And then once we realized we were being disruptive,
then we were in trouble.
Mortified.
Awful. I didn't know. I wish someone had just walked in
there.
We
should have just walked by that lady. I mean, who is she?
Was she my wedding planner?
Maybe. She should have shoved us out of that room.
I know. I was that. And also, that adds an extra wrinkle that I was unaware of, that she was like, hey, don't escape. Which is, you are trapped there.
Look, the takeaway here, Miles, is...
And by the way, I'm so excited for your wedding, Zach. Who's giving speeches?
Is going to be screaming during the speeches. I think the takeaway here is that it is ultimately your fault.
Yeah, my fault. And by the way, I don't want to speak on that. It's fully my fault.
So that's all I have to say.
Yeah, we eventually...
Are we going to title this Keith and Ned Ruined Miles' Wedding?
It's a great title.
I brought it up for a drama thumbnail. And also, it's a good story. But we eventually realized that even though we were blocked from the back entrance... We could go all the way out to the front door of your house, down to the street, and walk up your driveway.
All the way around
to the ire of our wives and whole table.
Can I say, I've known you guys long enough that I can, you know, read certain, like, intangibles. Like, I can read body language, and I can tell that... While Keith knows that this is a fun story for the podcast, he's not stoked right now.
I felt bad.
By the way, it feels validating that you felt bad.
I felt terrible.
Really bad.
Of course you felt bad. Of course.
I didn't talk to you very much after that. I don't want to further bother Miles.
I know.
We were going to apologize to you in the moment. We were like, no, we don't want to ruin this wedding even more.
It feels validating that you felt bad. You're forgiven. I understand.
You're very sorry.
By the way, I understand the trap. I didn't know my wedding planner was preventing you from leaving. That's challenging.
Some lady.
As soon as the speech started, we tried to go back to our table.
Yeah.
And then we was like, no,
you can't leave. There's a toast happening.
But then we couldn't hear the toast.
Okay, can't hear it. It's a toast. Must be over by now. It's been 30 seconds. But it's a toast.
A toast is not a speech.
It's a show. She called it a toast.
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah.
Verbatim toast. And I'm like, okay, well, that makes sense because you wouldn't do speeches later. You would just do them all together. I was just very confused by that. I thought it was a toast. Didn't realize it was still going.
Yeah.
Definitely, we were loud. I had fixed the toilet.
you fixed the toilet
the whole night. People kept coming to me. My friend Alan came up to me being like, hey, Miles, I've got a bunch of paper clips. We're fixing the toilet. He was like daisy chaining paper clips together.
And that's what I had stumbled upon. It was shattered. There were paper clips everywhere. I'm trying to reassemble the paper clip chain.
Yeah.
Trying to make it work. Yeah. It doesn't work. And I'm just telling like people, okay, here's... And I'm, every time... So what would happen is someone would walk up to use the bathroom because other people were in that line still doing that line thing. And they'd be like, can I use this bathroom? I was like, well, here's the thing. And it would just become funnier and funnier because a new person would come and everyone in the room had already heard the story. I'm like, well, here's the thing. You can pee in there, but I don't know if you're going to be able to flush it without shoving your hand in the back of the tank of the toilet. And I'm not sure you want to do that at a wedding.
You know, the other funny thing is they closed the bar for the duration of the speeches. It's like as if they didn't want people to congregate inside during the speeches.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, that's funny. Mm. But I appreciate your, you know, feeling of bad. Mm-hmm. And
I felt bad.
Yeah. You know, forgiven. I'm glad you guys had a fun.
We brought the drama.
You brought the drama. Hey, by the way, you followed the invite.
Follow the invite. Yeah.
Hey, there it is.
Understood the assignment.
Is that like the biggest fiasco of the wedding, so to speak?
Because
that's pretty good if we got away with just that.
What about in the lead up? Were there any like stressful things in the lead up to the wedding?
Our whole house. So to give context, our whole house was where the wedding was. So
and you normally have furniture.
We normally have stuff.
Wow.
In our house, obviously.
Not just many couches in the living room.
Right. Not just a million couches Sarah's been assembling forever. But so we moved all our beds out. So the biggest fiasco of the, well, I guess even before this, was that we had to get an industrial kitchen up into the back of the back house of our house. So we rent our house. And in order for our caterer to...
That's where the food was coming from.
Exactly. So the food was coming from behind the back house. But in order to do that, so we have big stairs. There's no driveway to the back up there. You can't get up there.
No.
Our neighbors have a driveway. So we asked them, hey, would it be okay if we had the ovens? They're fucking a ton. They're like a million pounds.
Big boys.
So they had to wheel the ovens up their driveway and then behind their house. And at first, we were like, okay, have them do that, and then they can come around your house and then up to our house where the sidewalk is and go around into the back. So that was the original plan. We asked our neighbors, and they were like, yeah, that should be fine. Like, we totally, when we have a good relationship with them, they're very sweet. So we're like, that's the plan. And then, like, a week and a half before the wedding, the caterers come, and they're like, there's not going to be enough space to go around their house and through. And we're like, okay, so what we'd have to do is take the fence out in order to get the stuff through.
Whoa.
And we didn't want to over ask our neighbors. Like, we've already, and we kind of brought that up briefly, like, we might have to move the fence. And they were like, I don't know, maybe you should go around. And so we're like,
what type of fence is it?
It's like a wooden fence. It's like put together.
Oh,
like
it's a real fence.
Like a real fence that it's not in the ground, but it is. I mean, there's big posts in the ground.
Yeah.
And so
we're going to like take off the slats, keep the posts in.
We're going to like
type of thing.
Pull it out, slide it over, run the ovens through quickly before they can kind of notice and put it back. Ultimately,
it's not how fences work.
Yeah, right. So ultimately, it ended up like that we did it the first time and we were trying to be so quickly. And like they were out of the house for a little bit. So we're like, we'll just do it really quickly. There's no way they're going to know. And everything was fine. We put it back. And then to get the ovens back out, we had to kind of tell them, like, hey, we had to move the fence, and it ended up being completely fine. Mm. But, it was a very stressful moment to like, we had like a drill and like me and my dad and like my friend, and we're like, nee, 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 like picking up this giant fence.
Go, 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 go.
Get the ovens. No. And they're like cramming these really heavy ovens through our neighbor's backyard.
Drill team six.
So you did all of this to save money to do it at your house.
You know what you'd think?
That was the intention.
You'd think, and that was our thinking initially, but absolutely not. Weddings are still fucking so expensive.
Just to party harder.
Yeah, really. Like, I guess that's the only reason we did it. Because initially we were like, well, if you do it at our house, it's going to be way cheaper. There's no way it's going to be really expensive. And it still was obviously fucking crazy expensive.
Now, why didn't we film it? Some Try Guys content.
That's a great question.
We could have monetized your wedding,
Miles. That would be great. I mean, brought to you by fucking ExpressVPN.
Yeah.
We could say that in the vows, maybe.
Why didn't you stream it on Twitch?
Yeah. The Twitch viewers did want me to stream the wedding. And I thought, absolutely not.
You could have given a shout out during your vows.
Yeah.
All of those.
Oh,
all
for like those, a big donation.
Hey, thanks for the dono. Anyway, love you, babe. I know. I was joking to Sarah before that my vows would just be, hey, let's keep it real and just fucking dap up.
I wonder if you can, like, the entire wedding becomes a business expense then.
Oh, that's a good point. Well, I was wondering, Keith, you shot at your wedding.
Yeah, well, but it was at BuzzFeed.
Oh, right.
They didn't cover any expenses,
way BuzzFeed,
but they took all the revenue on that.
It's really kind of fucked up.
It's super fucked up.
If the IRS is listening right now, I'm not having a wedding, but I am having a business banquet which I will celebrate my vows, and it will be a full tax write-off.
Mm. Yeah, you're just filming a video at a set that just happens to be a banquet hall.
Here's the thing,
yeah.
Miles. You can write off anything. It's just a question of if they come after you.
Yeah, right. Is it fair?
What's the statute of limitations on that? Never, right? They can get you for taxes forever, I think.
I don't know.
Really?
I think that there's...
There's got to be a limit.
I just try and follow the rules.
You kill somebody, though. They can also get you forever.
Is that so? I thought
statute of limitations on murder.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, you should
be.
You can hide long.
What are you hiding?
Yeah, no, that's what the like Golden State Killer. They like, tracked him down.
His
70s, thought he got away with it.
What even is there a statute of limitations on
the Zodiac too? They just got
other stuff.
Mm. Well, but he died.
But they knew he was.
They found it good, but he's dead.
He's dead now.
You guys see there was like some dude that was hanging out with the Zodiac Killer? He's like, my buddy Greg, he was the killer. No shit.
Oh, yeah. He was also he left a review on the Ted Bundy movie.
Yeah.
That was the funniest thing. The Zodiac Killer.
Didn't see that.
They found his IMDb profile and he had left a review.
He was like, this fucking loser.
Yeah, he was just like, Ted Bundy's so overrated. Like, left a review on a documentary about Ted Bundy.
So wait, I need to understand. Like, statute of limitations, what does it even apply to?
Statute of limitations on taxes.
What crimes can I get away with?
I think it's icky ones.
What do you mean icky?
I think like sexual harassment things expire.
That's
and
icky.
Some other things like that.
Well, that's not fun. Give me the fun one.
That's why I didn't want to.
Give me the fun one.
Maybe theft. Hey, maybe theft.
And
maybe
drugs.
Theft. Hey, maybe theft and drugs.
And drugs.
Orange is the New Black.
Stealing and smoking, baby. Snorting and drilling, girls.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah!
Snorting and drilling.
I don't know what drilling is, but
what is that?
I don't know.
Is it like 7 years?
Well, I think for drugs, it's 7 years because that's Orange is the New Black. She's like almost done with the statute of limitations, and then they get her.
Okay. I did drugs 7 years ago.
Everyone.
We just talked about it.
I guess I did too.
Looking back, yeah, I've done. I mean, yes, technically, and sooner than that.
No, no,
I mean,
I accidentally Googled how long is the Statue of Liberty, and it turns out it's 300 feet. 305 feet
long.
Wow, that's impressive.
So many feet long.
That is impressive.
You know, the Statue of Liberty is actually supposed to be a different color, but then it oxidized and turned green.
It's supposed to be copper?
It's copper.
It is copper. It is. That thing is a precious metal that we should tear down and utilize.
Turn into pennies.
It is. Copper is expensive.
Yeah.
Super fucking expensive.
That's people always steal the piping.
You want to that's your platform you're running on. You want to destroy the statue.
Sell the statue for profit. Turn it into cables to tell that our information across the world.
I'm Keith Habersberg. I'm running for mayor of New York City. My plan, we're going to melt the Statue of Liberty.
Look, no one can go up in the crown anymore. What's even the point? It's not like we're actually living by the old slogan, give us your tired, your poor. We're very rude to people who try to come into the country.
That's true.
We don't let them in. So fuck off. Let's get rid of the lady. And let's make some cables.
Melting down the Statue of Liberty would be such a fucking tragic metaphor for where we are right now.
That would be tough.
It would be so apt, but it would be, that would be a big gut punch.
Yeah.
That would be like, wow, like the country's over. Like we, wow.
I mean, it was a gift.
That kind of shocked me.
It was a gift. We didn't make it.
When I was a kid, I went to the,
it was a gift.
From the French.
It was a gift.
Yeah, right. From France.
We, you know, they it's on them for not giving us a gift receipt.
That's a great point. Yeah, we can't return it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was a kid. I went to the Statue of Liberty, and I had the choice of climbing up all the way to the top. And I was a lazy kid, and I'm like, fuck that. I'm not walking up all those. It's like a narrow, spirally staircase.
Yeah. I did. It was terrifying.
Yeah.
The single scariest experience of my childhood, I think.
But you did it. And you have that memory.
Have that memory.
Tell me about it, Ned. What was it like up there?
Well, it's a narrow, kind of rickety metal staircase. So it's
a spiral, right?
It's a spiral metal staircase. So you are basically not enclosed. You feel like you're just out in the open on this thing. Just like it wire metal in the middle of the statue, air all around you.
Is there air up there?
Yes.
There's air.
I'm saying it's not walled in.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Tell me, my memory of it is that it's one of those that like two people can barely fit by, but like you kind of have to skinny up as you go through.
If someone's going down, you have to like squeeze to the side.
Tourists are often not the most svelte. And so like as a kid, I was like, there's not enough room for people. I
think they have a separate exit.
They should
area, but there were some people that went halfway up and then got scared.
Y'all.
And then they were going back down. And this is the crown only. The torch was already closed by the time I was a 7 year old. But that's got to be an
Have
even
you guys ever gone up in the St. Louis Arch?
No.
Never even been to St. Louis.
Bro, guys, have you, Rainey? It's fucking incredible.
What is it?
First of all, there's no stairs, baby. You have to get up it in this elevator that goes up and it does an arc.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's a 5-person escape pod. And you get in and you're like, this is how I will die. This is made as long ago as the arch was.
Yeah.
And it serves one function. It's to take you up and then take you back down. And you go up and it's kind of an okay view because it's just St. Louis. It's not like New York. Nothing against St. Louis, but it's not New York. So you go up, but it's very cool because you're like underground and you get in and you are in a pod that's not big enough for 5 people, but they put 5 people in there.
And it goes
and the way you go up, because it's going sideways, it goes kink, kink, kink.
Oh God.
Kink.
Jesus.
Kink. And Rainy knows what I'm talking about. She's like, but it was terrifying for me too.
Wasn't it made over 100 years ago?
I don't know how long ago. Maybe by now.
Wow. That's horrifying.
I probably not. When did they start getting mechanical elevators? In the 20s?
I don't know.
Or in the 30s? 40s?
30s.
It would have been before that.
Do they have the people?
They have a belay system? Just running people up? I feel like elevators have been around for longer than that.
I have no idea.
I don't know. When was electricity?
I mean, I guess dumbwaiters were in the late 1800s, right? But those were...
Wait. They were... No. They were... It was wait. That was used, like, it was just counterbalance. So there's no mechanical.
I was like, wait.
No,
like,
I was asking you to wait.
Who was on second?
Because, there's no mechanics. So I think they had elevators for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. It's counterweights. But then you still had somebody had to pull.
I guess so.
And yeah.
You guys ready?
Yes.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah.
We are officially irrelevant.
Oh, nice.
Oh, no.
How so?
That's so vague. And
the nominations
sad
for the 2021 Streamies just came out while we're recording this podcast. Feels like the stream has just happened. I'm like, oh shit, another year's gone by.
Yeah.
And the Try Guys, 2 years ago, won show of the year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Two measly years later, we have zero nominations.
Zach, I got bad news for you.
But
we had zero nominations last year.
False.
I thought we did.
We were nominated for show of the year last year.
We were? I don't think we were.
We won.
Did we even submit? Oh,
no, we didn't
even submit.
Oh, bro, last year was 2020.
Oh, shit. So 3 years ago we won.
Yes.
And 2 years ago we lost.
Yeah, we've been irrelevant
last
for
year
a whole
we didn't
year.
Go. Yeah. Oh, shit.
Bro, this has already happened.
Oh, so we're still irrelevant.
You're living in the past.
Yeah. Wow.
We went from hosting and winning to nothing.
Jesus. How are you guys okay?
I feel bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck them. Fuck them. Fuck them. don't invite me.
Fuck that. Mm-hmm. But... Well, we forgot to announce the biggest news.
Oh.
I can't believe that we saved this for the very end of the episode when people have already turned this shit off. Guys, today's Thursday. In a mere... Friday? Saturday?
2 days.
2 days. This Saturday, you get the grand, the long-awaited, the much-anticipated return of the greatest series to ever grace the internet. Candid Competition returns for a three-episode season.
Yeah.
I'll give you a little teaser. It's it's inspired by Miles' real life. it's based on Miles' life. It's a whole wedding season where Miles and I have teamed up to kind of explore all the sides of the wedding industrial complex. So in the first episode, we are finding out where is the best place to propose. We went around to five different restaurants and proposed in public again and again and again and again and again. And it was mortifying.
It's truly such a treat. And I think the series asks the question, how close can you get to kissing your boss without actually doing it on camera?
Yeah. One of us perhaps suckled on the other one's neck.
Or both.
Or both.
Love you, buddy.
Yeah.
Love you, buddy.
We're still working on episodes 2 and 3, but I will tell you that episode 1 is complete. And it is funny. Among the finest... half hours of internet television.
I mean, how
you'll
does this
watch.
Rank as like all-time trilogies? Like,
I think it's pretty up there.
Like, better than Star Wars.
Yeah, I mean,
certainly better than the prequels.
Most trilogies fall apart at 3. You know, so if I could pull this off, it might be the best one ever.
Wow.
Rainey was telling me she was talking to Jack, and she was like, "What's your favorite? Been your favorite thing to shoot here?" And he was like, "Can't competition."
Oh hell yeah!
I mean, it's a blast. It's so ridiculous, and it's scary.
It is scary.
It's scary.
It's terrifying.
I stopped doing those kind of shoots. I don't like being scared in public. I don't like tricking people.
Yeah, it is scary.
And Jake, our new Patreon producer, made a candid competition featurette exclusively for Patreon.
Oh, I gotta see it. I haven't seen it.
Patreon.com/tryguys, which is Who's Canceling Candid Competition.
Ooh. You know, people, so the last season left off on a cliffhanger, and I was debating whether to even include scripted components to this season at all, because we did find in our retention graph, actually make
people
the...
People didn't like them.
Well, it's, you know, you click on a video, look, our Try Guys fans, they want to watch the video, they know, but most people, you click on a video, it's like, who makes the best wedding cake?
Yeah,
and then you click on it.
Know who makes the best wedding cake.
And then it starts with like this scripted, what the fuck am I watching?
Mm.
So I wasn't going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had one. I was like, well, I need a cold open for the season. Oh, okay. And then all of a sudden this story spewed out of my heart. I didn't write it. I truly believe I am not the creator of Canon Competition.
Mm-hmm.
I'm merely a vessel through which it explodes through my body.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I mean, the network is
irresponsible in some way.
You know. So I'm going to tell you guys, because you're our greatest
rights holder.
You're our inner circle. You may watch this season and go, what the fuck? Like, this isn't the story where the story left off. This is like a whole new story. Mm. You're right. But you may also be wrong.
Whoa.
I got chills.
When you read the script, I sent it to you on your wedding day.
Yeah.
I imagine you dropped everything.
I did,
What was your reaction when you read?
Pure joy. Because I think it parodies everything that I love about television.
Wow. Yeah.
Close up of the ground, a champagne glass slowly drops.
That would
shatters
be good. I should have done that.
Miles' cool face.
Yeah, the ending is one of the most exciting endings of all time, I think.
I mean, the ending of episode one is stunning.
Yeah.
And it will only be topped by the ending of the season. So just fucking stay, you know, look, Marvel has trained you to stick around to the end of the episode. And I expect that same level of reverence.
Yeah.
Yep.
You better watch every fucking second, because when you think the episode's over, it ain't.
It's just begun.
It's just begun.
I need some advice. give me that advice, big boy.
give me that advice, big boy.
To your radio station. It's advice that'll go for miles. Everyone get ready, Miles Nation.
Someone came to a Lou Burger show when I was on the road in a Miles Nation t-shirt.
Oh, that's great.
And they said, make sure you tell Ned. See, Ned? Somebody bought one.
Yes. See what I did there?
That's right.
Bring it back.
I presented it as a challenge.
What the fuck's up, Miles Nation? I'm back and more married than ever. How's your Thursday going, huh?
Hey, all right. Woo.
Have you ever wanted to eat it all?
Is this directed at me?
Have you ever wanted to get in there and suck?
Oh, yeah.
God. Get in there and suck.
I went on a honeymoon. We went to an island. It was remote. It was flooded. We pivoted. There wasn't Wi-Fi. Crash land 2 days later. I'm on a freaking bus back to Cancun with my bride-to-be, staying at an all-inclusive resort.
Bride-to-be?
Bride-to-be?
Bride
on
of,
a honeymoon?
Bride.
I think you just say bride.
Bride is.
Bride.
And we ate it all. We had everything, all for the price of fun. Well, and my advice this week is to go to an all-inclusive resort.
Yep, that's what I do.
Couldn't disagree with you more.
All-inclusive resorts are generally nasty and fucking stinky.
Yes.
Gross, bad, farty. Zach's on his phone.
You go to the right one.
And I... And Sarah was hesitant and I was hesitant, but it turns out the island we wanted to honeymoon on was flooded. There wasn't internet. It was bad. But it could be good, but at the time we went, it was
the fire fest of honeymoons.
It was, yes, sort of like that. It turned out that it was not where we wanted to be, but we pivoted, we laughed, we said, we thought we would unplug, we need to plug back in. And we had so much fun going to the Hyatt Ziva, not a spawn, but hey. And it was an all-inclusive resort, and I'm talking about 8 restaurants. The food, I would say 80% hit rate, which is huge.
That is really good.
For an all-inclusive resort. Because the worry is that, oh, it's all-inclusive, but it's going
to
be bad.
Yeah, I'm used to a 35% hit rate.
Yeah, right, and it was, I would say, 80% hit rate. I'm talking about the Tradewind Steakhouse. I'm talking about Le Bastille. Again, this is not sponsored.
You've learned the names.
Yum, yum.
It was... I think that it would be the perfect group trip.
I'm Alexander talking about Bubba Grump shrimp.
No,
Bubba Grump
would have been
Bubba
fantastic.
Grumpy.
But
Bubba
I'm talking Grumpers. About all-inclusive alcohol, all-inclusive room service, all-inclusive booze. I'm talking about eating a steak and shrimp a little
bit.
Stony. Well, I guess not because I'm in a foreign country.
7 years ago, you were stoned.
Definitely was not.
Decriminalized in Mexico.
Oh, yeah. So... Hey,
there's no weed down there.
There's definitely no weed down there, though. But so I'm talking about going to a steakhouse, eating a steak, eating the shrimp, going back to the room, ordering room service.
Wow.
Okay.
Double up.
That's what I'm talking about.
You do kind of feel encouraged to fucking go for it when you've already paid for everything. I went to an all-inclusive resort in Mexico. I didn't enjoy myself.
I heard that.
The food was not good.
It kind of sounds like you had one bad experience.
I think we did.
And it spoiled you on the thing. I had a great all-inclusive experience on my honeymoon.
It's hit or miss.
And I think it's like... It's if you get a good place, right? You have a place that you like.
Yeah.
And you're going to eat reasonably most of the meals there. It just feels nice to know that you've already paid for it.
Oh, and if you, my big tip, and this is how we did it, was we got a credit card in anticipation for the honeymoon. You spent the like amount you have to spend to get the big bonus point thing. Yeah. And then use those points to get the thing. And it was just like, in that case, it's like, holy shit, this is essentially free. Like, it's not, but it's free in that we didn't have to pay extra for the honeymoon stuff. And fucking A. It was great.
That's smart.
Yeah. That's cool.
That's smart.
That's
and
cool.
My pro tip?
Yep.
Don't drink the cocktails. They're always bad and weak.
Always bad.
Beer one.
Just get good beers. Yeah. Or you can normally like specify which alcohol you want and get good tequila shots. That's what we did. Basically, good tequila shots and nice beer. And but it gets dangerous because you'd be like, it'll be like 10 a.m. You're walking through and then you're like, well, I guess I should have a margarita.
Yeah.
Because I've already paid for 30 margaritas. It's included today. All included. And I need more of them.
It's kind of like you're getting a state of mind.
Yeah.
Right?
I agree.
It's not so much about the actual consumption.
Mm.
It's about the state of mind. Zach probably hates it because he doesn't drink, and that's a lot of what you pay for.
Yeah, it's a big waste of money.
And he doesn't eat anything.
Zach, it's a state of mind.
State of mind. Guys, I've made a huge mistake.
What?
We were nominated.
Are we relevant?
We were nominated for streaming.
I'm going to cut.
Wow.
Which one?
I have to cut.
I take it back.
I thought you were going.
The Streamies is one of my favorites.
A little heavy.
I got to tell you what. I love the Streamies. I feel like we're sort of like synonymous with them at this point. We've been besties.
Yeah.
We've been besties.
And you love yourself.
I love me and I love the Streamies.
I'm definitely going to cut that. If you know, we previously said things that they were cut out.
Tell us more.
The final award at the very end of the page, the very bottom.
I just didn't scroll down far enough.
So, social impact campaign, Leftover Roulette, the Kroger Zero Hunger, Zero Waste Foundation.
Hell yeah.
Our Instagram series.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Okay.
So we were nominated for like doing good. We were nominated for getting paid to do good.
Do good.
I love it's under branded social impact. So it's like, we're going to award the brand that's kind of sort of saving the world.
Mm. Hey, all right. Hey, you know what? I've always been a big fan of the Streamies.
And I mean,
and award shows.
Kroger is committed to eliminating food waste in their stores by 2025. Yeah, pretty awesome.
Actually, it's a great series.
That's great. It makes me think that we didn't submit our own because somebody else submitted that for us.
Yeah, that's true.
I think Kaylin always submits us. But yeah, I mean, she didn't this time.
No. We didn't submit. It was our choice.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We didn't want.
We weren't rebuffed. We just didn't want.
Free to submit nowadays.
We didn't even want it.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Everybody should submit.
We didn't even want to submit. I didn't even want an award. Yeah. I just felt like it was time to share. That's like how cool I am.
I can't submit to things.
Who are we up against?
We get a trash.
It's a pretty good social impact. Yeah, is there something better out there?
This is, by the way, this definitely is going to be one of the non-televised awards.
100%.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
None of it's televised.
We are up against Extreme Barbie Makeover Dreamhouse Reveal by Mr. Kate.
Boo.
Gaming the Fight Alzheimer's, FaZe Clan, and Seth Rogen. Ooh, that's going to be tough.
Seth Rogen's going to win.
That's going to be tough.
What is he doing with a FaZe person? Seth Rogen, no.
Well,
no.
He's, you know, trying to fight Alzheimer's. He cares about that.
The wrong teammate.
FaZe Clan is tough.
Gaming While Black, Doritos Solid Black Initiative.
I love Doritos.
And like Doritos. Make-A-Wish. So we just need to crush Make-A-Wish and Alzheimer's, and we got this.
Hell yeah.
I'm not sure if we should win anymore.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You know what? Kind of back to saying fuck the Streamies. I'm kidding. I love Streamies and it's great.
Should we submit this episode for Best Podcast next
time? Oh my God.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that'd be pretty funny. Well, it's been fun, guys. Mm-hmm. And the drilling stopped.
Yeah.
It did.
And I have to pee.
Well, like, we're going to keep this conversation going. Head on over to patreon.com/tryguys for the afterpod. You get one bonus episode every week, and you are supporting the
show.
Actually,
you're going to get the part of the podcast that we cut out.
Yep, that's right.
You're going to get the hot, juicy goss.
We'll let you know what we really think about the Streamies.
But, join our community. Become a Triceratops today. And otherwise, we'll see you next week.
Heath, it's with you for the tripod theme song.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Do you like having fun? Well, the fun has just begun. Get on to your day. Finish putting your laundry away. We've had a great hour learning about how Keith and Ned ruined Miles' wedding. And get back into folding up your bedding. It's the tripod.
Until next time, stay beautiful.